This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
In the news this month, Kepler finds two planets around two stars, sugars found in space, and a supernova against the odds. NASA's Kepler satellite last month continued to keep planet formation scientists busy by discovering a star system unlike any other found to date. Kepler-47 is a binary star system. One of the stars is roughly like our own Sun, and its companion is a faint dwarf star. Binary systems like this are expected to make up roughly one-third of all the star systems in the galaxy, but what makes Kepler-47 unique is that it has two stable orbiting planets. It was only last year, 2011, that Kepler-16 was discovered, a binary system containing a single Jupiter-sized planet, and since then, only five other planets have been found to orbit a binary star system. Also interesting to note about the planets Kepler-47b and 47c are their sizes and locations. The closest orbiting planet, Kepler-47b, is expected to be three times the size of the Earth, and its partner, Kepler-47c, is slightly larger at 4.5 times the size, with masses between 8 and 20 of the Earth's masses. This probably means they are similar to Uranus in dimensions, but importantly, Kepler-47c lies comfortably within the habitable zone. The region around the host stars in which liquid water is expected to occur on the planet's surface. This gives the exciting possibility for Kepler-47c to have a water-bearing moon. Kepler currently has 77 planets within its catalogue of discoveries, but it may be systems like Kepler-47 that prove to be the most useful for testing our understanding of planet formation. This is because Kepler-47 offers the opportunity to study planetary systems which, in the past, many might have thought were impossible. In fact, not long ago, it was expected that single planet systems around binary stars would be very unlikely. Skepticism towards planetary binary star systems was not unreasonable. Questions of how planets can maintain stable orbits and not be flung into interstellar space or collide with other planets when gravitational forces acting upon them is constantly changing are problems still to be resolved. Also, the question of how planets formed at all in such a turbulent system is still open. However, at least for now, with the discovery of Kepler-47, it is safe to assume that these questions do have answers. A Type 1a supernova is the thermonuclear detonation of a white dwarf star that has exceeded the Chandrasekhar limit of 1.4 solar masses, resulting in a runaway fusion process in the core of the star. Type 1a supernovae are critical for many aspects of astronomy, as they are extremely bright and also release similar amounts of energy. This makes them ideal for calculating distances to remote star-forming galaxies that may be hundreds of millions of light-years away. However, when measuring such vast distances, just small errors in our understanding of what causes a Type 1a supernova can result in a radically different interpretations for galaxy formation theories. The expected progenitor star system for a Type 1a supernova will involve a white dwarf orbiting a large red giant star, from which the white dwarf can siphon mass. However, the system may not always result in a supernova, since it is possible that the hydrogen gas being pulled from the surface of the red giant onto the white dwarf may undergo runaway nuclear fusion in the thin shell of enveloping accreted material. This sort of thermonuclear explosion is known as a nova, and is significantly less luminous than a supernova. But most importantly, it is thought that the nova explosion will remove more mass from the white dwarf than gained from its companion star. Therefore, each nova pushes the white dwarf safely away from the critical Chandrasekhar limit, preventing it from going supernova. Unfortunately for white dwarfs, nova explosions may not save them from going supernova, as researchers using the 48-inch Samuel Ocean telescope at the Palomar Observatory found last month. Using a method which allowed the telescope to observe a large portion of the sky in real time, they were able to detect Type 1a supernova PTF-11KX, and very rapidly take spectroscopic measurements to determine the structure of the explosion. They found that the supernova detonation was surrounded by an expanding gas shell that was too slow to be from a different, older supernova, but far too fast to be a stellar wind from the red giant companion star. They propose that it could be the remnant of a smaller nova explosion, perhaps originating from the white dwarf which had just gone supernova. By calculating the velocity of the expanding supernova and the slower nova, Remnant, they estimate the expected time both would meet if both originated from the same white dwarf. Their estimates were right, meaning PTF-11KX had at least one nova explosion in its history before going supernova. This shows that although all Type 1A supernovae may be similar, they can come from very different beginnings. And finally, researchers using the Atacama Large Millimeter Submillimeter Array, ALMA, have measured the presence of simple form of sugar, glycolaldehyde, around a binary young stellar object near the massive star-forming molecular cloud, Rho Ophiuchus. This is not the first detection of glycolaldehyde, but previously it has only been seen in cold, dense cores of star-forming clouds containing many large, hot young stars. The star which ALMA has detected glycolaldehyde around is very similar to our own Sun in terms of size. The implications of finding sugars around Sun-like stars is strongly related to the story of how life may evolve in the universe. Simple sugars are the building blocks needed to form more complex molecules required for life, such as ribose, RNA, and then finally, DNA. One question asked by researchers is what proportion of these complex molecules can form in the environment around young stars, and will they survive to the planet-forming stage? For now, answers to these questions seem quite positive, as sugars are found to be falling into the region around the star, where it is expected, in the future, planets will form.